Do you get excited when you start daydreaming about the times you're planning for future outings in the outdoors? Perhaps you've just been considering the idea of using the interest in God's creation that others have to connect them with their Maker. Well, why not join us, won't you, as we visit with pro and amateur sportsmen alike who help others come to know their Creator on the trail to adventure. Here's Jerry Calouette, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in the Keystone State, that's Pennsylvania, and right now sitting on top of a mountain, and we're just outside of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, an opportunity for me to visit with a couple that have blessed myself personally the opportunity to spend time on their farm here and get to see the things that they're doing to have an impact in the lives of fathers and sons, and now fathers and daughters. Again, we're with Jim Butler. He's been on the program before. He and his wife Barb are running this facility, using it, as I say, to change lives for eternity. Jim, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Thanks, Jerry. It's good to be here again. It's interesting you want to have this interview now because we, just 2 months ago, was the 20th anniversary of us buying the farm and starting out on this adventure.
Well, pretty exciting, I think, folks, when you get to hear what's going on here. It's a place that was in dismay, disarray. They really had to work to transform it. But first of all, Jim, you've living here in Pennsylvania, but you spent a part of your life in Ohio, a part of your life in the Chicago, Illinois area. Why don't we talk about you and how you were brought up enjoying time in God's creation and how God eventually got a hold of your life, your heart. And certainly we know Romans 1:20 tells us we're without excuse when we're in the creation to not realize that there is a creator God from what we see and experience out there.
Okay, Jerry, my parents were both raised in rural Ohio, and I did spend many summers on my grandfather's farm outside of Newark, Ohio, and learned to drive the tractor at a very young age, and all these memories get burnt into you very deeply, and they come out later, I find. The other thing is, I grew up around Ashland, Ohio, as a young boy, and I used to spend many evenings after school in the woods. I've always enjoyed being in the woods. And as I've gotten older and looked back at how the Lord drew me to Him, I remember being in Cook's Forest, Pennsylvania on vacation around the age of 8 and encountering a glen in the forest called the Cathedral. And at the end of that cathedral was a grove of what I call dead on the hoof trees, no limbs, no leaves, no bark, and the sun was shining on them in such a way that they were silver. And it just struck me at that time, at that age, that that couldn't have just happened. And so that was my first step, and I only knew this years later after I looked back on it. And I've always had a heart and a desire to be in the woods, and I found peace there, and I still do.
Jim, certainly the fact of the matter is you're coming to know Jesus Christ in your life's walk. That wasn't an instant transformation in that you just decided to do everything God's way. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Okay, certainly not. I mean, certainly I didn't learn it very quickly. I've been a Christian now for 45 years, but what I did learn over the years was that God is in control. I was fortunate to have a mentor who I met with regularly, and he took me into Scripture, and along with being out in nature, I just gained a better and better appreciation of who God is and how creative He is. And just, I remember seeing a leaf once and seeing all the little veins in the leaf, and you're just amazed at the detailed design, and it just shows that God is in control. Now, finding that out on my own is a battle between myself and God, and over the years, I've gotten closer. We bought this place 20 years ago, and about that time, I made a change in my business philosophy because I found that the Lord was doing better in the business than I was. So I just turned more and more of it over to Him. and went from doing okay to having enough cash to actually convert the farm, which we had just bought at that time, convert it into what would be in the future for his use with large groups of people, making it usable with games, with trails, and things like that. And from that came what we call the Father and Son Camp East. That Father and Son Camp East, then, after 4 or 5 years, we had such a demand from the Sisters of the Sons that came that we ended up added a camp called Father and Daughter Camp East. So we've been fortunate to have close to 500 people here using the farm that the Lord gave us 20 years ago, that He financed the development of it and draws the people to it to use. The whole thing has been an exercise in letting Him be in charge.
Well, certainly we need to learn that God is in control. It's not us, it's Him, allowing Him to work through us. It's a difficult lesson to learn, but it's the way that we're supposed to travel. With these camps, people cooking over the fire, the food smells so good, reminding me that my wife Cindy's standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, send in your recipes and how you're preparing the wild fish, game, or plants that you're harvesting in God's creation. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of activity you like to do. And for that recipe, you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, and we'll just be right back after my wife Cindy shares this.
Now friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time afield or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors. Again, just up on a mountain outside of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania with Jim Butler. And Jim, share the name of the camp. I think it has something to do with the fact that your wife has Celtic blood in her and the whole idea that this place was a disaster and you had to transform it to where you're actively using it for the Lord today.
Yes, my wife enjoys learning languages, and so she decided when we moved here to learn Scottish Gaelic. And as you see, Jerry, it's a very photogenic valley. And so it's something that struck her as far as calling it God's Valley, which means Strath on Day. Strath is valley, on day is of God. So it's God's Valley or Valley of God. And from that, one aspect of the farm when we bought it was the fact that it had been neglected for 30 years and the most recent owner had inherited it and he did not appreciate it. And in the process of just kind of using it as a dump, we found all of the buildings were full of glass from a glass company he owned, full of furnaces on the grounds from a furnace company he owned, farm implements that were in a junk state, forests that were falling in, that type of thing. So we actually spent from about 1998 to 2003 cleaning it up and making it useful. We rebuilt 4 of the buildings that were here. 3 of them were literally falling down, and then we added a home of our own up on the hillside. So it was a work of love. I mean, I had a lot of energy and still do. And my wife and I continually plugged away at it. We would have up to 5 or 6 high school boys here almost every day. The courts would send them out if they needed a job, or sometimes their fathers would send them out because I'm a little old fashioned. And when they wanted a job, I would make them show up for work and work. And this was new to a lot of them. So, but we used that labor to clean up and straighten it out and get it ready for God's use.
Now, in that getting ready for God's use, the camp didn't just happen overnight either. With all the different things and the activities that the kids can do here, that was project after project in time.
Yes, there was an interlude in the development of the farm. Around 2008, the mining industry started putting installations in near the farm that brought in a large amount of noise, which basically made me rather angry for the intrusion on the place. So therefore, two, 3 years, I was extremely angry about that, and the Lord did not use us or me at that time, because he was waiting me out. As we talked earlier, there's a big lessons in who's in control. So at the end of that period of time, in prayer and everything, the Lord basically laid it on a table in front of me that I needed to quit being angry and get back on a job. So about that same time, the mentor that I was talking about put me in touch with a gentleman in Illinois, Chris Miller, and he has a camp called Father and Son Camp. And it had grown over 20 to 25 years to hosting about 650 fathers and sons every year. In talking with Chris, I decided that I would model a camp here exactly like he had. We are autonomous from them. They're entirely separate. But we had a camp here based on that camp. From that time period, about 4 or 5 years ago, we used the same speakers, the same activities. And then 3-4 years ago, we started branching out into things that fit our locale and our audience better.
Well, certainly something that I have seen, Jim, is you can see what someone is doing in their area to do ministry. God speaks to your heart and says, you can do the same thing, but you can't necessarily always mold it and model it exactly the way they're doing it, because it has to be adapted to your area, your circumstances, and God will work through, again, your willingness to do it His way, not the way you've seen it done or not the way you think it needs to be done, and wind up having an effective ministry. We're going to hear about that with this father-son, father-daughter camps right after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata of Johnny and Friends. And let's remember that disabled people can make inroads into God's great outdoors, too. We want to help open the world of sports and outdoor activities to many more disabled people. For a full list of sports groups serving persons with disabilities, just ask for our listing of sports associations at Johnny and Friends. You can call us toll-free at 888-522-5664 or visit us online at johnnyandfriends.org.
Enjoy your love of scuba diving along with lending a helping hand to those in need. The Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization is a group of scuba divers focused on exploring the beauty of God's creation and reaching out to the community where we dive. Discover how you can use your God-given talents to help in rebuilding lives. Visit our website at scubamissions.com or call 610-996-9968. Join the Worldwide Christian Scuba Divers Organization, diving into an adventure with two missions on every trip.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again, we're with Jim Butler here in the mountains just outside of Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. And Jim, this year at our fossil hunt had a father there. He was talking about the fact that he was in Pennsylvania and he went to this father-daughter camp, and I knew you were going to be starting one of those. Last year you'd talked about it, and I said, well, where were you at? And he said, just outside of Waynesburg. And I said, was the guy's name Jim Butler? He goes, yeah. So small world, right? And he started talking about what a wonderful time he had had. You wound up telling me it had kind of monsoon rain during that period of time, so it was a blessing to you to learn that despite the weather, they had had a blessed time. Let's talk about these camps that you're doing and encourage our listeners to consider coming.
Thanks, Jerry. The camps are specifically a combination of activities and teaching. During the day, we have, starting each day, we have a short program, getting into God's Word, and having some singing, things like that. And then in the afternoon, we have various activities, target shooting, clays, archery, rappelling, zip line, things like that, a disc golf course. And we do that. And just to get the fathers and the sons getting together, doing things and enjoying things together. They also have to fix their own breakfast, their own lunch, put up their own tent, get it all working. And that's all together. So then in the evening, we have continue the teaching, and that's also with maybe special music, special speakers. We do have a mainline speaker, Norm Wakefield usually is here, and we have teaching throughout. This past year, it was fathers as the sons of God modeling their fatherhood to their sons by how they act with God. So that's kind of a theme that we use this year. The father and daughter camp, we have the very same program as we do for the sons, except that we have horseback riding and an increased emphasis on archery for the girls because they enjoy those things more than the guys. So this year, we had a young lady come from Texas who told the young girls about the challenges that she's had to face growing up and how she handled those challenges and how it just drew her closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. We are planning on having the three camps again next year, and much the same, we invite all to come. It's no charge. It's donation only. Just come and enjoy yourself. But the main thing is it's designed to get fathers with their daughters or their sons, because many of them do not spend much time with their sons or daughters. And so this is a chance where, although it's only 4 days, we do pray and expect that the impact of them getting together will last to the second and third generation. We continually get feedback on fathers who've gone back. We get feedback from their wives that they came back as better husbands. And a lot of the times it sticks. And so we have families that come year after year because it's just a tonic to their marriages and to their relations with their kids.
Jim, somebody's listening right now and they want to find out about you. Go to your website or maybe give you a call. How could they do that?
Okay, we have a website, fathersoncampeast.org, and on that site you'll see a short video, one for 3 minutes, one for six, and it completely describes what we're doing and how we do it. And our telephone number is 724-710-0178. Again, that's 724-710-0178. You can call anytime.
Well, I'd like to think, Jim, that you have several families that are excited to get a hold of you, check this out, an opportunity for a transformation in their children's lives, in the parents' lives, the combination thereof, and ultimately a triangle, which would include Jesus Christ himself. So look forward to hearing report of those that might have heard this interview and said, we need to give that guy a call and check out that mountain where they're at right now doing that interview. Appreciate, again, you and Barb and your opening your place up to me. And thanks so much for sharing about what God's doing in your life, how he's transformed you, and sharing with all our listeners here on God's Great Outdoors.
Thanks very much, Jerry, and we look forward to having you back next year.
Now, friends, I'd like to point out that this particular interview with Jim Butler was recorded on a beautiful autumn day in October of 2017. Interestingly enough, while my wife Cindy and I were in Penyan, New York, Middletown, Connecticut at WIHS Radio, and in Eastport, Massachusetts, on an extended speaking trip at a number of different churches and locations, Jim, following our emails asking for prayers, wanted me to know that anything I could say about the father and son, father and daughter camps would be well received because a number of the families that have attended have come from those areas. Fact is, I later learned that they have seen people from many of God's Great Outdoors radio listening areas. So maybe it's something that you need to be considering for your father-son, father-daughter relationships. Contact Jim Butler to check out the camp for a summer adventure and relationship developing experience in your family circle. Now, this particular interview will also be put onto our website at ggoutdoors.org to our Listen Online Anytime page where we're archived back for a full 10 years. It's something that you can listen to again and also share with someone else. Maybe you have a family in a location that has not heard God's Great Outdoors radio program, and you can actually email it to them. Last, I think it's very important that we understand that as Jim was talking about the noise problem from the mining operations and him being incredibly upset about having to deal with this in what was once a very quiet valley, he decided to move on despite the aggravations and allow God to work. Today, that noise is greatly diminished as God dealt with that particular situation, and the noise issue is almost entirely gone. Wow, isn't that a great life lesson that we all can learn? Something for all of us to experience, that God is in control. Something to be praying about. And do check out the father-son, father-daughter camps. Let us know your experiences, and we look forward to that great report. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a one that got away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Al Lindner and his brother Ron, co-founders of InFisherman, dispensing information to fishermen worldwide. Several years ago, Al was shooting a commercial for a well-known fishing line manufacturer. The TV spot would have Al leaning over a branch and pulling this big bass out of heavy cover, saying, "I can't believe a line this thin can be this strong." Al begins that it was a late autumn shoot, and they had brought in the full New York TV crew to shoot just a 30-second commercial. The bass boat was next to a dead tree they had selected for the scene. I leaned out of the boat, over the branch, in ready to pull the fish out of the heavy cover with the line in hand. The director gave the crew word to begin filming. As the cameras rolled, the limb that Al was leaning on over the water broke, sending him plunging into the frigid water. As Al emerged, soaking wet, he had his bass in hand. And being the true professional that he is, he delivered his lines and then started laughing. At this point, the director asked the cameraman, "Did you get that?" To which he replied, "You bet." So the director, satisfied with the footage, yelled, "That's a take. Let's go home." That commercial was one of the funniest misadventures you will ever see, and it all just happened. This commercial was used for many years. It was that good. Anyone watching it was unaware that it was totally unrehearsed. It did go on and actually win a national award. Now, Al Lindner may have laughed at that situation that he found himself in that day, but one thing Al does not take as a joke is his position with God and knowing that he has eternal life in Jesus Christ. You can be sure of your position, too. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line, call, write, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? You can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. Well, we've taken scripture verses that deal with this subject and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. To get your free copy of Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Contact us right away. The bookmark can help share scripture sportsmen want to hear. This then opens the door for your telling of their need for the Creator Jesus Christ in their lives. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.